This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, it's Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennenoff, playing hooky today, but boy do we have big shoes to fill, and they are filled. It is brought to you by MyPillow. Don't just make pillows for humans, though. Spoil your pets. Scott and I each have one for our pets, and I tell you what, mine get possessive. I'm not lying. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to roll Facebook Live video or something, because if one is on, another wants to be on. They're not allowed. They get possessed. It's big enough you can fit a few of them on there, but they're not about to share that, but they love it. Pretty much somebody's on now. We got three cats, two dogs, and somebody's on the My Pet pillow every time. And sooner or later, something else comes over and wants to be on it. I will have to roll a video on that, because that is Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is not dead yet. It's a true masterpiece, must buy. You've got to check this out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. You can get up to 50% off everything on the page. The My Pet Pillow, the My Pillow, the My Pillow, you know, mattress pads, there's sheets, there's all kinds of stuff. So for gosh sakes, take a few moments, check it out, MyPillow.com, or you can call 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott. But MyPillow for pets, kind of the same patented interlocking fill principle as the MyPillow, but designed for pets. So check it out. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, up to 50% off, whatever you want there. 1-800-506-9028. All right, the big shoes are filled. You may know him from his racing pigs, which I finally got to see.
Finally.
And I actually did probably what nobody else has done before, snuck a little camera back behind the curtain, so to speak.
We have never been to Facebook Live up until
really,
that time.
I'm the first guy to
you
Facebook Live, Gerald
time.
Racing Pigs. I'm honored. Well, it took me long enough to actually get to see the pigs, so it's a good thing I was able to be a first on there. President of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Daryl Lees, is in for Scott Hannon today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you.
Beautiful day, I tell you what, coming off a weekend where we got rain in a lot of the state, and then a beautiful day yesterday. A little windy today, but you know what?
Yeah.
I think that might be North Dakota.
Welcome to our last week, partial week of summer.
Summer.
Oh, yeah, gonna be fall later this Friday. I get Friday at 4:02. Somebody told me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you
right
know,
at that moment, all the buzzer that goes off.
All good things have to come to an end.
I guess. Did you get everything done you wanted to get done over the summer? By the way,
not even close. There's so many things yet to do, but, you know, it's in the farming and ranching business, I think those things just are continuous, and you just keep going on.
Yeah. It's like if you're running for election for office, you never really stop. There's always more time, therefore there's more stuff, or there's not time.
Yeah, there's always issues that are coming up, and, you know, all the elected officials out there, really, every day, they're on the campaign trail, whether it's truly on the campaign trail or not, because the discussions they're having with constituents, I mean, the things they're saying are being documented and recorded and heard by constituents every day, and decisions are being made by those constituents.
Especially now that we're in the, you know, smartphone era.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean
you
everything,
are always...
you are never off the record.
Exactly.
It's an amazing thing.
As I try to get people to tell me, all right, look, just between you and me, and I hear that every time, baloney. There's no such thing as off the record anymore.
No.
Okay. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or as my phone just reminded me, you can text into 701-226-8543.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great lineup coming today, too, but this first half hour, we want to hear from the listeners. Maybe spur a little thoughts and some questions for our guests coming up. At 9:30, we'll have Trent Luce on. You know, you hear Trent on this station a couple times a day, Luce Tales and Trails and, you know, Dakota Tales and Trails. And so he went on a trade mission with Nebraska Governor Ricketts, who we couldn't get the schedule to work out. We were initially going to have him on, but he couldn't get his schedule rearranged to be on this morning. But Trent went with him to Japan last week.
Oh, wow.
So at 9:30, we'll have him on for the first segment there. And then we'll have Brian Johnston from the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts talking about a program they're managing now in the state, partnership with the NRCS that got changed a couple years back by Congressman Kramer initiating some plans there. Actually, when I was back working for him, we took care of that and changed the way some of those partnerships are done. We're going to spend about a half hour talking with him. Levi Otis from Ellingson Companies coming on and you know, somewhere around 10:15. 10:30, I guess, we're going to play an interview that Scott did a day ago or so with the First Lady.
Yeah.
Talking about her event coming up, I think a week from today, actually. So that's going to be good to hear from the First Lady, that interview that Scott did. And then to finish out the day, we're going to have on a talented young lady, North Dakota State FFA officer. She's the treasurer, Hannah Gress. And she's going to talk about the upcoming events next week that the FFA members across the state are going to be participating in their district leadership competitions throughout the whole state. So, good lineup, but we want to hear from you. What's on your mind? If you got some questions for any of those guests, you know, get them into Todd or call in, and we'll get things going here and figure out how everyone is thinking about the issues of the day.
How's Daryl thinking about the issues of the day?
Well, you know, I woke up and the first thing I read this morning, Todd, was someone complaining about a decorative item at Hobby Lobby, that it's offensive and racist, and it's a decoration with a stalk of cotton in it. This ain't decorative. This represents the, you know, the slavery past that our country has. And I'm sitting there going, when have we become so overly sensitive that an agricultural product that's grown in this country that, folks, if you wear jeans or shirts, probably is containing cotton in it.
Yeah.
In fact, we need it. It's a great fiber. It's an
awesome
product.
We're not going to get rid of cotton.
No.
Because, yeah.
But it kind of has a unique look if you're kind of that rustic decorator. It fits your decor. And, you know, are we going to get rid of everything that was involved in slavery back then?
If you're displaying that because that's why you're displaying that, because you're trying to then get with 2017 and knock it off. But most people that buy that at Hobby Lobby or wherever, that's not what's going on.
I will guarantee you that 99.999% of the people that walked in there and bought that, the thought never even crossed their mind.
Right.
And, I mean, we're going to get rid of,
for that 0.1%, cut it out.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself. We don't
keep it to yourself. I mean, there's no room for, you know, racism especially in our country here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's...
But, yeah, I mean, I have to admit, you know, and maybe it's because I'm, you know, way this side of the Mason-Dixon line. I don't know. Maybe my mindset would be completely different if I grew up in the Deep South or something. But I don't look at that and think, you know, slavery or racism or anything.
It would have never even crossed my mind if I went to read that article this morning.
You're just a North Dakota boy. That's your problem.
I am deep roots in North Dakota. I won't deny it. Proud to say that, in fact.
Up there in Douglas, it just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, that was the what I woke up to and first thing I read this morning.
First
hypersensitivity,
world,
you know?
Yeah.
So, no, and, you know,
so our lives have gotten better in 2017 if we're down to that being the most important element.
If that's the worst issue that we have to address, we really don't have any issues in this world.
I'm glad we've come a long ways.
Yeah.
We needed to, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it's like, wow, really?
Yeah.
Because I guess there's always going to be something that could be twisted into something else.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what's going on. People are twisting things. And we see it in agriculture every day. People are twisting the actual facts, the actual happenings, the events out there, how farming and ranching happens out on the countryside, and they twist it around. And we even see that, though, Todd, within our own ag community. And, you know, these extremist groups will come in and try and pit one type of producer against another one, and we just need to knock that off.
Yeah.
I mean, agriculture needs to come together, stand together. We live in an ag state. If you don't like agriculture, you probably don't want to live in North Dakota, because just about everyone that has a job in the state is dependent somehow or another on ag and energy.
Was the puff of cotton taking up more space in the news you were reading than what was going on in St. Louis the last several days?
Well, that was the first thing that came on my news feed. The St. Louis thing was like five down the line on my news feed this morning.
And which has the true greater connotation to racism?
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing.
If we're going to continue to eradicate racism, and don't get me wrong, we do need it, where it does still exist, it needs to be done away with. It seems to me the whole St. Louis thing should be taking up more space than puffs of cotton.
I would think so. But who are we to say, I guess?
Again, I'm not from the Deep South.
Right.
If you are, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Yeah, Sherry,
Daryl and I are absolutely... Well, I am crazy about that. It's a whole different story.
Well, yeah, it's got
nothing to do with
call in and share your experience of what you've witnessed on hypersensitivity on items like that. Maybe it is more prevalent down there, and we just are lucky enough not to have to deal with it as much up here.
Yeah, in which case, I'm glad. I'm glad to not live in a place where all of these things bring up racism and somebody waves them loudly and proudly, because no, I do not see myself as being racist. What's in your mind? More on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Springs Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they were just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by PetroServe USA, giving away $50,000. Register weekly. It's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, customer-owned, people just like you. PetroServe USA provides superb customer service and clean, bright stores. The next time you gas, get groceries, pop the best cookies in town. Don't tell my diet plan people that, by the way. Shh, cookies. I'm not having cookies. I'm not failing in my... Or car wash. Choose PetroServe USA. They can help start your day with a hot stuff breakfast burrito. And Lewis and Clark Coffee. Don't skip the most important meal of the day. Breakfast. PetroServe USA. 21 after the hour. Scott heading off today. What is Scott doing today? Is he just playing hooky?
I think he's just playing hooky. I'm not
really
sure.
Heard. I guess he just decides, I don't want it. I'm Scott Hennon. I don't have to work. Good thing he brings in such quality people to fill in. I'm Todd Mitchell, and there's no way in the world I could do this show anywhere near what Daryl Lees can do. That's why he's here on What's in Your Mind.
That's great to be here, Todd. And yeah, I don't know what Scott's doing today. You know, he probably has had, he'll say he had some important meeting, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
You know, it's hard to say.
Maybe he's
packing
for New York. Or
if he's packing for New York already, I mean, that's like November 27th, isn't it? But it's like 2 months away yet. But you never know. Maybe he's...
Never too early to be
never
ready.
Never too early, yeah.
Yep. Never know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, the texture says, what the is wrong with people when we bow down to those people that complain about cotton and statues? We give them power. Where are the people to stand up? If we don't start standing up to the stuff, it will come here, Todd. It's just a matter of time.
It's got a point.
The day we started laying down on roadways in North Dakota, well, I guess we kind of did that during DAPL, but I'm not going to count that. That's not your normal situation.
That ain't a day-to-day thing here, right. Like it is in some places across the country, but thank goodness. I mean, wow. Can you imagine? I mean, I can't imagine that. It would just irritate me to live in, you know, one of those bigger cities that it's maybe not a daily occurrence, but it's for sure just about an every other day occurrence where... Someone's stopping traffic to protest something. Well, what does that help?
I don't. I've never
cause?
Understood. I've gotten into that conversation with friends and family in the Twin Cities, and I got to head down there at the end of the month too. But I've had that conversation. Look, it's not that because they think, well, can't we express ourselves? Absolutely, go for it.
Absolutely.
That's why God invented talk radio, for example, or Marconi or whoever it was.
It's someone, anyway.
P.J. Meyer, 1925, put K-Fire on the air. It's been there ever since. But what is laying across a freeway stopping people? How do you know you're not stopping an ambulance and somebody that's on, like, their last threat of life or whatever?
Well, that's...
Oh, no. Imagine if you're trying to get your ideology across, you may be protesting to the same people with the same ideology as you, but now you're screwing up their day
right,
and making them mad, even though they agree with what your root cause is. So why do that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, thank goodness, you know, we've got the freedom of speech in this country.
Absolutely.
And I would never want to infringe on that. We support freedom of speech. One of the, you know...
You think we have it bad now? Imagine living in a place where you dared to have a mere thought against the government, and the government finds out and hauls you away. I do thank God we live in a place
where
something like the various protests of laying across interstate freeways matter. I'm glad we live in a place where that is a possibility without the government blowing up on everybody, but at the same time... Can't we be more effective about it than that? Because what is that? That's not solving anything.
That
That's creating more problems.
It's actually driving a deeper wedge in separation.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Exactly.
Because those
You're
that,
feeding every right. white race is still around by doing that.
Absolutely. And you're making them come out and be more vocal. It's a very, very small amount
some.
Of people that do that.
And they're just now they're even more busy than it used to be now because that's going on.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, it just raises the mark, so to speak, when it comes to, you know,
exactly.
clashes and oppositions that are going to happen on subjects and issues. And, you know, removing statues and that, you cannot remove history, what happened.
Right.
And
that's like burning books. What has that ever done?
Yeah, to think that you're going to solve anything by removing a few statues, other than just makes certain segments of the population extremely irate.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, to me...
Seems to me
just,
we could still make another statue down
there. Yeah. I mean, there's... You're going to move these things to where they are in a public space with an explanation of who they were. You're going to move this to happening on private property. Mm-hmm. They're going to have these... you know, statues made in ways that may be offensive to people.
Yeah.
Because, folks, you can't erase factual history. Right. Even though we seem to have a lot of people that think we can and have tried.
Yeah, if we get rid of this piece of concrete, then all of a sudden
right.
it didn't happen.
Right.
No. And the same with burning books. What is the, if I burn these 300 books, well, it's fine, but those 300 books are available in 3,000 other places.
Yeah. I mean,
not to mention now with the internet in this day and age. I mean,
right.
Whatever you're about to burn, I could read it online someplace, I'm sure. So
it's out there.
You're not accomplishing anything other than making a statement. Throw your tantrum. Do you feel better after throwing a tantrum? I was too, and I threw a tantrum and got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. People are allowed to throw tantrums.
There's maybe the lack of accountability out there for actions.
Daryl, when you saw that cotton this morning, did you feel the need to have a safe space?
You know, I was thinking I should have one.
You can think of this studio you're in right
this
now.
This is my safe space for the
yes,
day?
This is your safe space.
Oh, I feel better already.
Do you feel safe?
I feel wonderfully safe.
If I'd have asked my father growing up for a safe space, the belt would have come out.
Well, I mean,
come on.
So we live in a day and age where we have young adults that can't deal with the result of an election, and we've got to have a room where they can pet a puppy and kitty to feel better about themselves. What in the world are we teaching our youth, and how are we preparing them for the real world?
Daryl, we're keeping more puppies and kitties alive because of this.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well.
Have a kitty, you'll feel better.
Yeah, pet a kitty, pet a puppy, you'll feel
maybe
better.
Maybe the Snickers people will fill up these safe spaces with their product because
that's there you
been
go.
Known to
yeah,
work.
If you're hangry.
Hangry?
Yeah.
Is that what they call
Snickers?
It?
Yeah, hangry. Yeah.
Okay.
Hunger, anger.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're they take hangry. That bite of that Snickers, you know, all of a sudden they're normal people again.
I need a t-shirt. Are you hangry? Daryl, come on, you got some shirt people. Let's make this happen.
Hey, yeah.
Daryl's raising pigs in the back of it.
There you go.
I'd wear it every day.
Sure you would.
I would.
Well, let's get after it then.
I was going to wear my Daryl's Raising Pigs shirt this morning. Couldn't find it. And I'm like, well, I got to get to work.
Are we going to have shirts that are only 50% cotton or 100% cotton?
No cotton.
No cotton?
What, are you going to have little cotton balls on your shirts just to make a statement?
No, are you serious? I just like a shirt made out of cotton because they are comfortable.
And I guess I've never felt bigoted, racist, whatever, because I wore a shirt or because I saw a puff on a stick. I guess I don't have those puffs on sticks around my place just because I guess it means nothing to me, but if it means something to you,
I got counterparts
other than being bigoted,
throw cotton down in the South, other Farm Bureau presidents and their board members, and I've never even once crossed my mind the relationship.
Did it cross their mind?
I don't think so. They just grow because it's a needed fiber product.
On the wrong side of the Mason-Dixon line for the discussion, maybe. I don't know. More What's On Your Mind is on the way.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's millions of tourists that come to New York City every single year. Not many get to be on the set of Fox and Friends and see the entire crew. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Marie, and I, every year for the last few years, have brought our listeners to Fox and Friends in New York City. It's really fun. And, of course, so much more. Monday, November 27th, that's when we leave. We'll come back on Saturday, December 2nd. And in between, you'll have the trip of your life. You really will. And you'll have a whole bunch of new friends. There's a little shopping time. There's great food. And you know what? Just an incredible memories that will last a lifetime. If you'd like all the details on this very special trip, hurry. Call Jason at 952-898-3478 right now. 952-898-3478. Or go online to grouptravelplanners.com. grouptravelplanners.com. The deadline for sign up at this very special price will end very soon. Christmas time at New York City. You'll never stop talking about it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable. It provides high-quality jobs and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million going right to the state. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and to protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and to ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 27 before the hour, Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind. You didn't bring the pigs, though.
I didn't bring the pigs today, Todd.
Complete hearing pigs running around the studio, the whole racing around the studio.
There would have been no radio personalities working if I'd have brought the pigs in. They'd have been betting on them.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that listeners would have either had dead air or the same song playing over and over and over.
And what do the pigs run best to? What's a good pig racing song?
You got several of them. The race is on, of course.
The race is on, sure.
That's a good one. Of course, the pigs, they come out to Thunderstruck. That's how we start out the show each and every time. So, it's not only the NDSU Bison that come on the field to Thunderstruck. The racing pigs enter the racetrack to Thunderstruck also. So,
here we go.
Hey, there we are. There it is. I hope my radio's not on in the barn right now, or the pigs will be doing laps in there right now.
A little cardio. It makes our pork leaner. Well, how's that a bad thing, right?
Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
There you go. Well, What's on Your Mind is on.
All right.
And we have Trent Lewis on.
And we're going to talk a little bit of trade today. We were working, hopefully we could have gotten Governor Pete Ricketts from Nebraska to come on today also. But a gentleman that's familiar to the listeners across North Dakota is made a trip with Governor Ricketts and some others over to Japan last week, and we have Trent Luce on. Trent, how are you doing today?
Thanks for making it sound like you won the Constellation Prize, Daryl.
Hey, Remember, I come on your shows once in a while, and that's kind of how it goes there, too, once in a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, once in a while. Emphasize once in a while, Todd. It might be once in a while ago.
Well, Trent, I don't want to minimize that, but, you know, it is the a great opportunity, no doubt, that you had to travel with Governor Ricketts over to Japan and others. You know, Governor Scott Walker, I understand, was over there. I saw you have a picture with him. And explain to us what the importance of and how that trip came about, the ability for you to be able to join the governor on an important trade mission.
Yeah, I just love giving you a hard time, Daryl. It was a tremendous opportunity and honor. And it's a little bit like I said earlier today, which I'm sure you caught on the air with Loose Tails, is that you and I and people for years have said 96% of the world's population lives somewhere other than the United States. That means that we have to market our products around the world. But when you go to a place that has 130 million people and 60% of their food comes from someplace other than their own land, 70% of the Japanese landmass is mountainous. They're never going to expand their agriculture, no matter what kind of infrastructure is put into place. The importance of trade just becomes first and foremost. And so for me to be a part of actually going and spending, we were in country for 6 days. Two of those days, there was the 49th annual Midwest U.S. /Japan Association's annual convention. Now, that was pretty intriguing to me that this is the 49th year that the Midwest U.S. and Japan have had an annual meeting talking about how we can do a better job with trade. North Dakota, by the way, was not included in that meeting. I was a little bit disappointed in that. Who was included? It was Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Nebraska. And five of those governors, as you mentioned, Scott Walker from Wisconsin was there. Governor Ricketts was there. And I'm bringing it up now because you might want to plan the 50th annual event between Japan and Midwest USA is going to take place next September in Omaha, Nebraska. So it's going to come close to home. But it just kind of really emphasize the importance of trade, the fourth largest agricultural trading partner that we have. If you look at a value, Japan buys high value agricultural items. And it was just a real eye-opening experience for me to not only just hear about it, but spend 6 days visiting with folks that are involved with it on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's you talk about the importance of trade, and trade is obviously important. You know, a lot of concerns that people have and is, you know, that sometimes we get the short end of the stick with trade. And, you know, one of the issues that we're dealing with in Japan right now, and I want to hear what the discussion was on this, Trent, is, you know, we have a great beef market opportunity over there, and we have some high tariffs. But to add to those high tariffs, you know, there's other things that they put on. You know, you've got quality standard deals. You've got quantity things that come on. And we've hit that mark on the quantity thing where it kicked in another, correct me if I'm wrong, but another 11% onto the top of the tariff on frozen beef because we've hit kind of the ceiling of what they're allowing for imports of beef. How is that addressed at this meeting?
It was actually, I'm glad you brought it up in that manner because it was not addressed at this meeting until the last day, midway through the second day session. I had been sitting there along with all other U.S. representatives. I'd been sitting there in this meeting listening to Japanese executives talk about President Trump's poor trade policy, his poor neighbor relations, America first, and they were just continually generating all of this anxiety about that. And finally, one feller from Nebraska with the cowboy hat, fluffy mustache, and a rag got up and said, look, I'm a little bit miffed at this continued anxiety over something you're hearing on CNN. Let me remind you that President Trump is a businessman. And yes, we did pull out of the TPP. I was a supporter of TPP, although I learned that there were some severe problems by being a part of TPP and it's caused all of this anxiety. I said, America first is the motto that you should adopt as well with Japan. You should be Japanese first. But once you've accomplished what's beneficial for your citizens, you develop these trade relations, and that's why we need a bilateral agreement. And I closed it because it's supposed to be a question. I said, and so are you going to continue to get your information about our trade policies from CNN, who doesn't have the president's best interests at heart? And well, that certainly got the attention of the Japanese executives who had been voicing all of this anxiety. But fortunately, and the best thing that happened was that the moderator asked the one individual from Japan who had most recently made that comment. Then he turned to our governor, Pete Ricketts, and he said, well, our friend who spoke is from Nebraska. We have the governor, Pete Ricketts, right here. Would you like to comment on that? And then Governor Ricketts walked through exactly what you just described. And in the first quarter of 2017, our frozen beef imports increased by 17%, which threw an automatic surge in our tariffs. And our tariffs on frozen beef are now from 38.5% to 50%. So when they buy frozen beef in Japan from the U.S., they have to pay a 50% tariff just to get it to their customers. And I went into, we had a meeting actually one evening in Alexander Steakhouse, which is probably the high-end steakhouse in Japan. And they're selling, their number one selling steak in that restaurant is a 6-ounce sirloin. It's prime. It's a 6-ounce prime sirloin that retails for $150.
Oh, wow.
They're selling a 6-ounce ribeye for $220 for the ribeye for 6 ounces. We can't even relate to that, but a lot of that comes back to this unnecessary tariff that's being placed on U.S. beef. And so had I not asked the question the way that I did, the 2 days would have gone by without anybody even addressing the tariff that is taking place. So you can be critical of America first, but let's look at what you're doing with the tariffs that are on products coming in from the United States. And by the way, pork does not have the same tariff. It's 12.5%.
Right. In fact, I was reading this morning the statement that was put out by Governor Ricketts either yesterday or over the nighttime hours. He does a weekly statement and column. And during the mission to Japan last week, he says the Sagami restaurant chain signed an agreement to expand their purchases of Nebraska pork. So, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of these things are relationship-driven, aren't they, Trent?
Oh, you know, Daryl, we've heard that forever, and it is so true. It is 100% relationship-driven. That Sagami announcement, and Governor Ricketts was involved in signing a deal with Smithfield Foods and the owner of Sagami Restaurants. They own 170 restaurants in Japan, and it's all about the relationship. And the gentleman, the owner of this restaurant, who is 100% Japanese, but he came to Nebraska last year, he's doing this wearing a Go Big red cap. And, I mean, it was like a Nebraska football rally right there in the heart of Tokyo in a Japanese restaurant, because it is 100% relationship driven, as you just said.
All right, we're getting short on time here, Trent. You know, the one thing I want to say about trade, and you talked, you know, you brought up TPP, and there's a lot of problems within TPP. You know, I was working for Congressman Kramer, spending my last month there as TPP got introduced and kind of released what was in it. And, you know, and one of the things you look at is there's a lot of hand-wringing going on, but with these positive things and these hurdles that we can gain and do some bilateral things, I think we're going to be okay. What say you, Trent?
We will get a bilateral agreement. Greg Dowd coming on board as chief negotiator. Vice President Pence is going there in 30 days. We need a one-on-one agreement, not to be a part of TPP.
Hold that thought. More coming up. What's on your mind? We'll roll on next. Hang on.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Trip. I'm glad you asked. Scott deliberately scheduled it so I couldn't go on it again. Carrie and I desperately want to go on this New York trip.
See how he is?
But we've got the annual Open Your Heart on K-Fire here that last day, and I'm not missing that. I mean, we've been doing that for 30 years.
Absolutely.
Block it off November 27th through December 2nd. It's another What's in Your Mind custom-made New York City trip. Group Travel Planners at mail.com. You know what? Just email, because Scott always wants to hear from you, especially on the New York trip. Scott H at flagfamily.com, and we will get you in touch. But make sure you block off November 27th through December 2nd. Get to do the whole city tour. Get on Fox and Friends, which not everybody gets on, otherwise
no.
That thing would be over. They could do that in Madison Square Garden every day.
Absolutely.
That. So, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, the New York City trip, November 27th through December 2nd. Scott's not here today, but Daryl Lee's is on What's in Your Mind.
And, you know, Scott's first trip that he took these folks on, he did it in conjunction with us at NDFB a few years ago, and then he's continued the trip every year.
Yeah.
And you know, afforded the listeners of, you know, the great state of North Dakota radio audience to go with him. So, yeah, we kind of...
And if you've ever thought great place to visit, wouldn't want to live there, well, why not take the whole guided tour like they've got it?
Right, right. That's probably the best way to go see New York.
I don't want to have to worry about where the heck I'm going.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've still got Trent on the line talking trade. I'm Daryl East, president of NDFB, and... Trent, we're going to let you finish up there. Your statement you were saying about you're confident we'll get a bilateral agreement. Vice President Pence is where we kind of had to drop you off there. If you want to pick up from that and finish out your statement there, that'd be great.
You mean you cut me off? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Todd did. It wasn't me.
Well, actually, Manny has more control over that than I do.
Well, yeah,
we're going to play the blame game. They're hard times, so. But Manny could theoretically take a buzzsaw.
The music started rolling, so I didn't know. I tried to get out. But, you know, there's two things about that. Vice President Pence is supposed to be there in 30 days. Dear friend of mine, Greg Dowd, is to be confirmed this week on Thursday as the U.S. Trade Representative out of the White House. He's a tremendous individual and has a wealth of information on issues like this and trade. But I also want to just point out, Friday morning, I'm sitting in my hotel room at 6:30 and the most eerie siren went off at 6:30 Friday morning, Japan time. Later that morning, about an hour later, we learned that that was a North Korean missile that had gone over, and that was a warning sign. That's not hurting our trade relations with Japan. Not to be an opportunist, but it almost is a wake-up call because Japan has just been reminded they either have to build their own military back or they need to continue to rely on our bases that we have there in Japan to assist in protecting them. So that plays
right
into the mix too, guys.
Oh, absolutely, Trent. And you know, there's people saying, well, the Trump administration hasn't done anything on trade or nothing's happened during his administration. Let's not forget China for the first time in 14 years taking U.S. beef. You go down South America, and Argentina's taking United States pork. You know, you talk of Vice President Pence when he was down there a few weeks ago and came home with that message. First time in about three decades they're taking U.S. pork. There's other examples out there, but, you know, America first doesn't mean that we're not going to work out trade agreements and negotiations. America first just means we're not going to take one in the back just to be able to sell $10 worth of stuff and take $15 worth of regulation and stipulations to get that done. And I think that's where we got to go. Trent, thanks for your time. Appreciate having the ability to visit with you. And I'm glad that you've got the ear of your governor down there and keep agriculture right at the forefront. He's kind of a rock star. We've got a lot of folks up here that thinks he's a rock star when it comes to agriculture. So thanks again, Trent, and have a great day.
I know who's listening, guys. We have the best governor in the nation. Just saying. Thanks.
Hey, ours is coming around the corner there.
I tell you what, he's going to be good.
Governor Burgum's a great guy and going to be good for us.
I'm just saying we got the best in the nation right now.
Well, that... Everyone's got an opinion, I guess. So there you have it.
See ya.
I tell you what, you know, trade's an important issue, and so I mean, I'm glad that we were able to get on, have Trent on, and discuss that a little bit about that. Do we want to take this caller real quick here, Todd?
Sure, why not? Jamie and Fargo's been holding on for so doggone long. It's hard to keep you on hold forever there, Jamie. What is on your mind?
Why, thank you. After reading online yesterday's AP story from on the KVLY called Push for Hate Crimes, Law After Ugly Incident in North Dakota, and reading what Mayor Mahoney plans to do quote, beefing up the hate crimes for the city of Fargo. It got me curious because this article never mentioned the Mapleton rapist. So I called the courthouse and asked him what's going on. When's he going to be sentenced? And he's going to be sentenced on October 16th at 10:30 in the morning. I hope people can go. I won't be able to make it, but I hope people can go. They can sit in on that sentencing. The other thing is he a U.S. citizen? Because another KVLY article called ICE Officer Can't Release Status of Man Accused of Mapleton Rape.
Gonna have to leave it there. However, your mind is on the way. Hang on, folks.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.